Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
And good sunny Sunday morning to you. Wendy Snyder here. And let's say hello to Dr. Santina Wheat. This Week in Health is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. And Dr. Santina Wheat is the program director, McGaw Northwestern Family Medicine, Delnor Hospital. Hi, Dr. Wheat.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're doing great. Missed you last week, but we found out all about the Northwestern Stroke mobile unit that really is fascinating. So that was great. Now, something for me to be worried about, because you know I'm a bit of a hypochondriac. There is a new variant of COVID. It's called cicada, and I didn't like the bugs, and I don't think I'm going to like this bug.
That's fair enough. Yes, there's definitely a new variant that is going around. The good news about it so far, though, is that we haven't seen people be much sicker than they have with any recent variants. The concern about this one, though, is it seems to be showing up even if folks have had COVID in the past or have been vaccinated. So it seems to be very different than the previous strains. And so that this is what is getting people a little bit worried that we might see more of it.
Well, yeah, because when these viruses mutate, that's, you know, when I think they're going to take over the world.
Right. That's when, and hopefully not take over the world, but that is when we get worried that we're going to see a bunch of it again.
Yes. All right. So it's probably too late to get a COVID vaccination if you have not gotten one already, isn't it? And will this protect?
I don't think it's ever too late. I still think it's a great idea if you did not get one to still get it. We have historically seen COVID come at all different times of the year. So it's not just like the flu where we only see it in our winter months. It just might not help as much for this strain.
Okay, good to know. I was reading about, you know, dementia risk. A lot of people have that risk, and it's slow, and it's often described as the long goodbye. Are there particular things we can do right now to lower our risk of dementia?
There are absolutely things that we can do to lower our risk of dementia. The two easiest things to really be focusing on are exercise and healthy eating. And those are important because we know that they help decrease the risks of the chronic diseases that lead to more dementia. So fresh fruits and vegetables, exercising, thinking of activity about 30 minutes a day, at least 4 or 5 days a week, can be really beneficial. And what that really does is it helps lower our blood pressure because blood pressure is one of the leading reasons why people end up having problems with dementia. And so also just being aware of what your blood pressure is. Blood pressure, unfortunately, doesn't have any symptoms to it. And so you might have high blood pressure and not know it. So keeping track of that can be helpful, too.
Grab gum instead of a cigarette. Smoking is probably, you know, these are, I hate to say this, doctor, because I am not a doctor, but all these things are kind of the things we should be doing. Eat well, exercise, don't smoke, check your blood pressure. It seems like these are things we need to keep in check for pretty much everything, right?
100%. I do feel like that's the thing that I say for just about everything. Exercise, healthy eating, don't smoke. Be moderate with your drinking, all of those things together. Absolutely.
What about there was this article I was reading that you should also check your hearing and get your eyes tested and go to bed early. Are those things important as well for keeping dementia at bay?
They absolutely are. And the thing that sounds funny to say, getting your eyes checked and getting your hearing checked. But really what that does is it means that you don't have to work quite as hard to stay engaged. If you've been around somebody that doesn't hear and they just sort of don't pay attention to what's going on because they don't know that it's going on, that's what we're talking about. And so when you can hear what's going on and you can stay active and engaged, it helps you stay in tune longer, and your brain doesn't have to work quite as hard to do that. So those are absolutely great. And then sleep is always important for keeping us healthy overall, and lets our body recover. And so absolutely going to bed at a reasonable time, getting a full night's sleep is an important thing for preventing dementia as well.
Well, I'll tell you right now that if I could, I would go back to smoking two packs of cigarettes a day because I loved smoking. But I quit, and the reason I bring this up is if you're not successful the first couple of times you try to quit smoking, it took me six times to finally quit. I've been smoke-free for 6 years this time, but I want to throw out there what really helped me. It's this thing called a harmless cigarette. I got it on Amazon. I think it was $12. There's nothing in it. It's not a vape. It's just basically a fake plastic cigarette. There's a little weight in there, so when you drag on it, the weight moves and makes you feel like you're inhaling something, but there's nothing there. And then I combined it with nicotine gum, orange flavored nicotine gum, and I gradually reduced the nicotine gum and started having Juicy Fruit gum, which tastes just like it, and it really worked. And I had one of these harmless cigarettes on my nightstand, in my car, in my purse, and I just want to throw that out there because that's the only thing that has completely worked for me. So that's my little tip of the day.
That's amazing. Anything that we can do to take care of those habits, having something in your hand, like you just said, being able to have that sensation of inhaling, that absolutely makes sense. I'm so glad that that worked for you.
Yep, harmless cigarette. I'm not endorsing them. I mean, getting paid by them. And I bought them myself. I bought three of them. But I'll tell you what, doctor, if I could have a cigarette right now, I would. I'm kidding. The urge goes away. That really does happen. And every once in a while, you get the urge. But really, quitting smoking is going to add many years to your life, regardless how old you are. Is that true?
That is absolutely true. If you can quit smoking, it decreases your risk of so many different things, especially cancers. And so absolutely, it is one of the best things that you can do for your health.
All right. We are going to take a quick break. If you have any questions for Dr. Santina Weed, Program Director, McGaw, Northwestern Family Medicine at Del Norte Hospital, feel free to call 312-981-7200. It's 720 WGN. And good morning to you. Wendy Snyder here. And we are talking to Dr. Santina Wheat, Program Director, McGaw, Northwestern Family Medicine at Del Norte Hospital, This Week in Health. Doctor, we were talking about dementia, and a listener has texted in, my mother suffers from vascular dementia. Is this hereditary? What is vascular dementia?
Yeah, so vascular, it really just means vessels, and actually often it is caused by high blood pressure that we were just talking about a few moments ago. And so it can be hereditary in the sense that high blood pressure is also often in families. I wouldn't say that just because your mother has vascular dementia, you will get it. If you can make sure that you do everything you can to make sure your blood pressure stays well controlled, you can decrease your risk of having this happen as well.
All right. And we have a couple of questions from listeners. Last week I had mentioned we talked about the Northwestern Medicine's mobile stroke unit, but Mike has a stroke question. And Mike, this is Dr. Santina Wheat.
How are you? Good morning, doctor.
Morning.
I have a question for you. I have been dealing with AFib now for over 12 years.
AFib?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have been in and out of the hospital with four catheter ablations, and I have been taken to the ER numerous times for numbness on my left side of my face. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I get to, by the time I get to the ER, they do the CT and the MRI, they don't see nothing. But they could, a lot of doctors are saying, I could have had a TIA. Is that possible?
It is possible. In general, if you were to have a TIA, which is transient, that's what the T stands for, we often don't see anything on imaging because of it. It does mean that you should stay pretty well connected with your healthcare team, though, so that we can keep you as controlled as possible to help prevent more challenges.
Okay, I did. I was dealing with one healthcare team. I'm not going to disclose who they were, but I felt like I was getting blown off. But I did transfer to Northwestern, and I feel very confident with the team I'm dealing with now.
Oh, that's great news, Mike.
I'm so glad.
And AFib is like rhythm in your heart. What is AFib exactly, doctor?
Absolutely. It's atrial fibrillation, and it is where one part of your heart is beating incorrectly. It's moving too fast, actually.
Okay.
And it's the reason that it's a problem is because then you can have clots form in your heart that go other places, making the risk of a stroke much more likely.
Well, Mike, it sounds like you have a good team, and any questions, reach out to them and bother them if you have to, because that's what they're there for.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. That makes me so happy that he's found a good team. And honestly, there are people that you, there are some doctors that you don't mesh with. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. And it doesn't mean that they're not a good doctor, but you have to find the right one for you that is able to hear you and understand your situation. And we always want to make sure that we're doing the best things for you. And sometimes that connection is the most important part.
All right. So going from strokes to heart attacks, you know, being a woman and I'm not getting any younger, I have been told that, you know, the signs of a heart attack in a man is like, you know, this crushing pressure in your chest. But women can actually be having a heart attack and maybe their symptom is like indigestion. Do we have different symptoms?
We absolutely have different symptoms, and this is a challenging thing because, as you mentioned, we usually hear about heart attack symptoms, and it's the one that men get. We hear about the crushing pain in your chest, the pain down your left arm and on the left side of your jaw, but those symptoms are more typical in men. And women have what we often say are atypical symptoms. It might be nausea. It might be the indigestion, like you said. It might just be fatigue. And so sometimes it's symptoms that are easily brushed off or things that you think, oh, I'll just feel better in a day. And those can be heart attacks and have real devastating implications.
All right. So listeners, do not go to Dr. Google and, you know, punch in, I'm fatigued and I might be having a heart attack, because it doesn't mean that. And again, I would bet checking your blood pressure is a good way to go, maybe, right? When you're feeling
100%, weird. 100%. Yes, 100%. blood pressure is a great thing. And then hopefully, you know, if that you have other risk factors and your doctor has talked to you about symptoms, to go to the emergency room should you be having them.
Okay. This isn't fair to throw at you with less than a minute left, but I was reading about these new blood tests that can detect multiple cancers. Are these too good to be true?
I don't know that they're too good to be true. I don't think that they're great enough yet, but okay. I think it's a lot of hope for the future. And I look forward to seeing how the science changes, because they're going to be able to detect things that we currently don't have screening tests for. And so this could really be amazing in helping identify cancers earlier for people, for things that we otherwise can't detect.
And just to mention, I quit smoking. I do get a lung CT scan every year, and I'm going on Tuesday. Everything's looking good. So prevention is, you know, early detection is the best way to do it, correct?
Absolutely. That all prevention and early detection, those two things together can help throughout your entire life, keeping you happy and healthy.
This is my favorite segment of all time, because I have so many questions for you, and so do our listeners. So thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate this.
Thanks. Always happy to answer the questions.
Good, because I have a lot of them. Dr. Santina Wheat, Program Director, McGaw, Northwestern Family Medicine Residency at Del Nor Hospital. And your news coming up next with Sean Schwani from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.